Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 through 16. Then a messenger came to David saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom." David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Go in haste, or he will overtake us quickly, and bring down calamity on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword." Then the king's servants said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord, the king, chooses." So the king went out, and all his household with him. But the king left 10 concubines to keep the house.
Whether you study Old Testament passages like today's, 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 17, or read news headlines, you'll find the world has no shortage of conflict. It can be disheartening to realize there always have been and always will be leaders more interested in power at any cost than in justice. But Jesus told us that this would happen, that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars, and unfortunately, such things must happen. But thankfully, those of us who are believers are citizens of the heavenly kingdom that doesn't falter. We can trust God to guide us, pray for our leaders to have wisdom, and know that everything is under the control of the King of Kings. And we don't need to wait for eternity to begin living in the kingdom of God. It's already here. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, Jesus told the Pharisees that his kingdom was already present. This month, spend some time looking for the many wonderful ways God's kingdom manifests itself. Yes, there are always certain leaders out for their own agendas, but look past them to those doing God's work in quiet and often uncelebrated ways. That's where you'll find the truest beauty, the purest motives, and the trusted friends of God's kingdom.